every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. They're doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, my friends. My name is Nico Beefsauce, and welcome back to a brand new edition of All First Starts. How's everybody doing? I'm ice cold, and I'm still in newborn trenches. Baby boy is a month old now, for whoever doesn't know. It feels like it's been a year already. Time is going super fast or super slow. Definitely not normal. I cannot wait to complain to him about my sleepless nights when he gets much, much older. He's certainly the only one that's complaining at the moment. Anyway, I have a great show prepared for you guys today. This nice Friday evening in New England. We will cover what happened in match week 11 in the English Premier League. And then, since it's international break, we will talk about some of the most important soccer news at the moment, including international break news, including what's happening in the qualifiers as of right now. International breaks usually have me bored, but this one is a big one. This one is for the World Cup 2026, and believe me, everybody will be watching. 1.4 million applications in the first 24 hours of the tickets application coming up. That tells you all you need to know. Every World Cup is big, but this one is going to be monumental. The last one for Cristiano Ronaldo, then the last one for Messi for sure. Can Messi go back-to-back? Can Cristiano win it with Portugal and put Messi fans to bed for good? In my humble opinion, when Messi won that last World Cup with Argentina, definitely give him that edge in terms of greatness. If for anybody that cares and keeps track of who's greater than the other, Cristiano obviously holds the Champions League reins compared to Messi. If Ronaldo was able to win it with Portugal, it would definitely, at least in my eyes, give him that little edge in terms of who's greater and who's not. He's already won the Euro. He already won the Nations League literally a few months ago. And if he won the World Cup with all those Champions Leagues and all those goals that he scored, he would have the edge against my favorite player of all time. Exciting stuff to follow. First Touch was created for this upcoming World Cup. And if everything goes according to plan, First Touch will be there to cover all of the World Cup action happening live for all of you guys, which is exciting for us and exciting for you, because this World Cup is going to be absolutely amazing. Coming up next, match week 11 of the Premier League with Nico Beefsauce. Stay right where you are, because we have an amazing show for you. We will be right back.
Let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Welcome back, my friends. Nico Beef Sauce on the mic, and First Touch rolls on Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. We have some exciting stuff coming for you with the World Cup, with Premier League, with Champions League. Stay tuned to hear all of it here. Starting off with Match Week 11 with a banger of a game. I told you it was worth waking up at 7:30 a.m. to watch this game. Tottenham 2, United 2. This game was fun. Back-to-back, away from home, United games, and things started perfectly for them. And Mbeumo on the 33rd with a header makes it 1-0 for United. And Mbeumo scoring yet another important goal for United against his former coach. That's now at Spurs. That's pretty cool to see, and for the coach to kind of like take that gut punch, because he was his number one guy when he was at Brentford last year. Very similar first half to what United had at Forest, may I add. Halftime ends 0-1 for United. Despite both teams trying to be offensively minded, no more goals were scored until a super sub decided to make things interesting for Tottenham. Tail subs in to replace Xavi Simons, which was having a rough game, in my opinion, although I love the Dutch guy, on the 79th minute. And on the 79th minute, he comes in, and on the 84th, he scores the equalizer. Udogi gets a crossing from the left. Tail manages to control the ball, although De Ligt is glued right behind him. Tail turns and shoots the ball, although De Ligt gets a deflection on it, which I feel like helped Tail at the end. Ball rolls right into the net. United goalkeeper is stunned. He doesn't even go for the ball. And it's an unfortunate event for United, but they get equalized and scores 1-1. Two makes matter worse. On the 91st minute, off a corner kick, a shot gets outside the box, and Richarlison manages to get a flick on the ball with his head off that shot, and the ball goes right into the net again, leaving the United goalkeeper standing one more time. Spurs go up 2-1. In a matter of minutes. Celebrations are absolutely insane, because it certainly seemed like Spurs had the last word in this game. Richarlison took his shirt off, corner flag celebrations. Fans are absolutely ready to storm the field, to be honest. But once again, United finds a way to get a point. With a minute to go, United get a corner kick. Cross comes in. De Ligt wins the header in the far post, tucks it in. Points at his ear to the Spurs fans that are stunned. They look like statues on the stands. United get a 2-2 draw. I mean, my thoughts in this game are, listen, United, for the second game in a row, score a goal first and then find themselves losing. Is that a problem? Yes. On the other hand, they manage to find a way to get a point at the end. If scoreline wasn't in consideration here, I'm sure most United fans would be happy to get 2 points against Forest and Spurs away from home. United are sitting seventh with 18 points, Spurs fifth with 18 points. Definitely see United improving. The question is, can they keep this up and place themselves in top six? It feels like the momentum has changed, and it's mainly has changed because the team is doing better and results make everybody happy, and Bueno and Cunha are involved in the game and they're scoring goals. Bruno is not getting the heat anymore because he's not doing silly things, so let's see how the season unfolds. Moving on, Everton 2, Fulham 0. Fulham is in big trouble. I said last week that this was a big one for Fulham because they beat Wolves at home, but what I said was that to build on a win is more important than the actual win. They lose 2-0 to Everton. Overall, not a great game for them. Everton get the big 3 points here that get them to 13th place with 15. Give them some breathing room from relegation zone. Fulham drops to 15th spot with 11 points, only one away from relegation. Fulham is simply not producing good football. I can't name one game that I've watched from the beginning of the season and said, wow, they played a good game. Win or lose, you want to produce something on the field to get some type of confidence from. And Fulham is not producing any of it. I feel like they tried to make some signings toward the end of the transfer window. Not much happened, and they're paying for it big time right now, and they might be in relegation trouble. Everton scored with Gueye on the 4th minute of stoppage time, which was a huge punch in the gut for Fulham that was looking at a 0-0 halftime. Instead, they go down a goal, and then Everton doubled their lead in the 81st with Keane. Everton was never on the back foot in this game. They created a lot of chances. Grealish had a great game, and Diaye had a great game. Overall, a great performance for Everton. Big win. West Ham 3, Burnley 2. Big, big win for West Ham. Burnley started the game off great. Fleming, that had a brace against Wolves a couple games ago, scores a beautiful goal with a header on the 35th minute. Wilson taps it in with a header to make it 1-1 on the 43rd. West Ham find a way to equalize with a couple minutes to go at the halftime whistle. And as I'm watching this game, I thought that this was a big goal for them, not just because it was the equalizer, but also because of the timing. Going in a halftime at 1-1 versus losing 1-0 at home is a big difference. Crowd is going to have a much different reaction at the beginning of second half if it's equalized versus you losing. Second half starts. Both teams are cautious. They're kind of feeling themselves out. And Suchek, which has been crucial for West Ham, especially with a Nuno Espirito Santos on the bench in the 76th minute, gets a tap-in from a Paqueta cross. Paqueta, say with a better accent from my South American friends. Did him make it 2-1? On the 87th minute, West Ham wraps up the game. Walker Peters gets the rebound off a Suchek shot outside the box. Easy tap in for him. Burnley score a goal to make it 3-2 off an Areola blunder at the end, but it's too little too late. Second game in a row for West Ham in which they go down a goal and manage to come back at home. Nuno effect is officially a thing, at least for now. West Ham look like they are for sure going down before Nuno came on the bench. They were playing absolutely horrible, but with with 6 points against Newcastle and Burnley, they are back. They are back in the conversation of staying in the Premier League. If they hadn't won these two games, they would be at the same exact position Wolves is in, which is a guaranteed relegation at this point. They are still second to last in the league, but they're only 3 points away from Newcastle, that's sitting 14th on the table. So lots of hopes for them. Chelsea 3, Wolves 0. Nothing much here. Although the first half ends 0-0 and it looked like Wolves had a chance, it was only a matter of time for Chelsea to put this game away. João Pedro is having the season of his life. Coming off of a hot season with Brighton, he comes into Chelsea and he's a difference maker. Cole Palmer is still out. João Pedro seems to be the guy that steps up for Chelsea to get the big points. Wolves don't have any hope for me to stay in the Premier League next season. They changed their coach. I think the timing is horrible. They should have done it much earlier. Almost halfway through the season, you change your coach and you hope to go from what? From 2 points to 4? I mean, come on. Forest 3, Leeds 1. Confused that one. Nottingham Forest beat Leeds United 3-1, coming from behind to secure the first Premier League win under manager Sean Dyche. They don't have a lot of wins this year. Lucas Mencha gives Leeds an early lead. Ibrahim Sangare, quickly equalized for Forrest before Morgan Gibbs-White header put them ahead. And Elliot Anderson sealed the victory with a stoppage time penalty for Forrest. Big win for them. The result ended Forrest's 9-match winless streak and was significantly influenced by Sean Dyche's tactical substitutions and overall approach in the game. I said it here before. Ange Postecoglou came in. Ange Postecoglou is a great coach, but what Postecoglou was trying to do with Forrest is not what Forrest was built for during the summertime with Nuno Espirito Santo. So, of course, when you change three coaches, you're going to have a bunch of confusion on the field. I feel like Sean Dyche is much more close to what Nuno was playing, and it's starting to show. There's no easy games in this league. These are three big points for Forrest. They're still second to last. They're sitting 19th, and Leeds is sitting 16th with 11. Leeds, two losses in a row, kind of takes that air off of their sails that they seem to have had with some good wins, especially against West Ham at home. It seemed like they were on the right foot, but now they seem to be in trouble again. On the next segment, we're definitely going to do Sunderland versus Arsenal, which was, in my opinion, the best game of the slate. We'll talk about the derby between City and Liverpool. Newcastle and Brentford had a fun game, and nothing burger with Palace tying Brighton 0-0 absolutely destroyed every single parlay I had. They never got going, but you can't win them all. Nico Bifsa's on the mic. First Touch rolls on. Stay right where you are. We're going to be right back.
I'm an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Card Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680.
That's 800-605-1680.
Welcome back, my friends. First touch, Nico Pivsas on the mic, and let's get right into it. My favorite game of the slate by far, Sunderland 2, Arsenal 2. I texted Rob, and I said, Rob, let me spoon feed you the highlights of this game and just watch this mini movie of action. Many times, I try to predict what will happen in a game, and I'm absolutely wrong. This one I predicted down to a T. I sat in this chair last week previewing match week 11, and I said, this one wouldn't be easy for Arsenal. I also said that Sunderland at even money to score a goal at home against the Gunners was a gift. Well, folks, Nico knew all along. First of all, fantastic game. In my opinion, game of the week easily. Sunderland living the dream that Forest was living all last season. Dan Byard opened the scoring for Sunderland, ending Arsenal's long streak of clean sheets. Arsenal came back in the second half with goals from Bukayoko Saka and Leandro Trossard with a belter. Trossard scored an absolute screamer on the 74th to take the lead for Arsenal. However, Brian Brobbey scored a last-minute equalizer for Sunderland in stoppage time to secure a point for the home team. Guys, the scenes when Brobbey scored that equalizer, you would have thought Sunderland had just won the Premier League title. Brobbey beat Raya and the Arsenal defender to score that goal with the outside of the foot while falling. Just watch the highlights. There's no person that would just watch any sports game that wouldn't get a joy out of watching these highlights of this game. It's absolutely amazing. Arsenal not only dropping points, but they concede two goals. This is the fifth goal they concede all season. Bonkers. Against a team that just got promoted to the Premier League, Sunderland has officially scored more 90th-minute goals than any other team in the Premier League this season, with three of them altering the result of the game. Doesn't that speak volumes? I mean, Sunderland is a team that just got promoted, and they're fighting tooth and nail every game. Sunderland sitting fourth with 19 points. Arsenal still first, but with City officially breathing down their neck with only 4 points away. 4 points is nothing in the Premier League. I'm excited. I want to see how high Sunderland can fly, and I really hope they make it to European football because it would be a beautiful story, just like we cheered on for Forest last season and Crystal Palace. Sunderland would be such a beautiful surprise. Forest 3, Leeds 1, leaves Forest on the bottom, like we said earlier. Villa 4, Bournemouth 0. Bournemouth are in a little bit of trouble. They're not in good form, and I feel like this international break coming is a saving grace for them. Two consecutive games where they are very sloppy on defense. They cannot get anything out on offense. Villa, on the other hand, absolutely outplayed Bournemouth. I feel like Villa keeping a clean sheet in this game was the key to their performance. The confidence that they're starting to build on their defense was definitely the key point, because even when Villa was up two goals or one goal, Bournemouth tried, but they found a wall. Emiliano Martinez saving a penalty was absolutely huge. Semenyo has got to be disappointed. It's not a great penalty. I feel like for Emiliano Martinez class, you got to do better. Villa is surely back after a bad start to the season with two back-to-back wins and are now sixth with 18 points, while Bournemouth drops to ninth. Not too far yet for Bournemouth. You know, they can still bounce back from this, but they need a big win on their comeback. Palace and Brighton, as I said earlier, end in a 0-0 draw. Absolutely horrendous game. They never got going. Trying to forget about it. Brentford 3, Newcastle 1. Brentford is a different team when they play at home. Everybody needs to realize this. And that was their MO last season as well. They were horrible away, great at home. Newcastle cannot get their act together in the league. Second game for Newcastle in which they go up a goal and they fall apart. They did it against West Ham last game. Same exact story. Is it depth? Is it fatigue? Is it lack of ideas from the coach to manage the trajectory of the game, even though they're up in score? I don't know. But Newcastle has conceded 6 goals in their last 2 games against 2 teams that on paper are nowhere near their level in terms of budget or player quality. I mean, Brentford and West Ham, they are not at Newcastle's level. Their budget is not even similar, but they're looking at them right in the eye, and they're beating them by 3-1 both times. Thiago is having a phenomenal season. Brace for the Brazilian, 24-year-old. I feel like next season, guys like Thiago and Semenyo will be the hottest names in the market. Brentford did great business selling Mbeumo last season. Why not cash out on a striker that already has 8 goals in 11 games? I don't think by any means that Newcastle has a bad team. I definitely think that the only way to turn their season around, though, would be to get reinforcements in January. I know they had a challenging window with all the focus going on Isak. Is he going to stay? Is he going to go? But now that Isak is gone, they need to look forward. They need to look how to close those gaps and those holes in their squad so they can play competitive football Sunday to Wednesday, because they have Champions League football. And it looks like they're definitely going to be in the playoff round of Champions League. For the lovers of the stats, Haaland is sitting at the top with 14 goals. Right behind him is Thiago with 8. I don't think Haaland loses the top goal scorer title. I mean, that would be silly to say, but who cares? Haaland's goals only mean something if City can fight for the title and win it, or if they can fight for the Champions League. Other than that, who cares if City, or who cares if Haaland scores 150 goals this season? Absolutely nobody. City 3, Liverpool 0. Listen, at the end of the day, Liverpool is having a bad season. Can they turn this season around? I highly doubt so. I don't see the energy on the field. I don't see how a team that keeps playing the same center backs over and over and over is going to have any type of refreshment or new ideas on defense. We keep seeing the same thing. We keep seeing Liverpool concede goals. We keep seeing Liverpool's stars, Liverpool's veterans like Van Dijk and Salah, they cannot get going defensively or offensively. In this game particularly, City came right out of the gate with a lot of attacking. Dogu had a great game. Haaland had a great game. Haaland missed a penalty in this game, which could have made the scoreline even worse. And at the end of the day, I feel like Liverpool's big spending fooled everybody, including myself. City was in control the entire game. They gave possession to Liverpool when they felt like it. They were able to create chances left and right. Dogu scored an amazing goal, as I said earlier. I mean, if this guy was scoring goals like this his entire career, he would be a world-class player. He's one of the fastest players in the league. He's one of the most dangerous attacking wingers, may I say, when it comes to one-on-one. What he's missing is exactly what Grealish has, being able to assist goals, being able to be offensively creative enough where he can make a difference. He scored an absolute golazo in this game. The second goal was kind of unlucky for Liverpool for deflection, but it does not matter. Liverpool was never able to get back into this game. They did not have a good game at all. The standings as of right now, closing out this match week 11, Arsenal sitting at first with 26 points. Man City sitting 22nd. Chelsea with 20 in third. Sunderland, the big surprise, 19 points, fourth place. Tottenham a fifth at 18th, and Villa is sitting right there, sixth with 18 points. I got to say, in terms of what I expected this season, nobody saw Liverpool's downfall. Nobody saw Sunderland having such an amazing season. But nonetheless, it's an exciting season to watch, because we all want to watch how can Arsenal ruin this season. We saw them crack against Sunderland. They're definitely going to be – that game is definitely going to stick to their mind until they get back next week. So let's see if it affects them negatively. I certainly hope so. In my intro, I mentioned the international break with the World Cup qualifiers. What's crazy to me is that every time we have World Cup qualifiers, we have an upset. This time around, I don't see one yet. All giants seem to be having it easy. They have it their way. They all want to be part of the World Cup. Understandably so. South America is already done. All the big players are in. Portugal lost 2-0 to Ireland. Does that stop them from getting the ticket to the World Cup 2026? I highly doubt so. Even if Ronaldo gets a 2 or 3 game ban for the straight red, I highly doubt that Portugal is going to have trouble getting out of that group, with Hungary and Ireland being the strongest competitors there. Ronaldo red card made the news. I think it's a soft red. Come on. Like, I mean, even if you're a Ronaldo hater, VAR asks the referee to review a play that happens inside the box, if I'm not mistaken. Ireland player tugs Ronaldo's jersey as if he wants to take it home. And VAR calls the referee to review the play because Ronaldo pops his elbow out and sort of elbows the Irish player. A yellow? Maybe. But are you going to give a straight red to Cristiano Ronaldo for this? I don't see how. I think it's a bad call. This is not the first time that Portugal and Ronaldo get screwed over. Everybody's going to remember that goal that went over the line in a qualifier. Ronaldo was absolutely screaming. I think he left the field. He stormed the field. But it was funny. But I feel like they have it against him in Europe. They don't give him enough respect. And I'm not a Cristiano Ronaldo fanboy by any means. England is doing great. Mbappe reaches 400 goals at the age of 26. I'm not an Mbappe fanboy either, but that's impressive. He's only third Frenchman to reach that milestone, following Benzema that has 503 goals and Thierry Henry with 411 goals. We're going to talk a little bit more about this. We're going to talk a little bit about international break, qualifiers, what's going on. We're going to preview a little bit of the World Cup because it's qualifier time, so we got to give out some predictions. We got to take a look at what's happening in the qualifiers, and we also got to take a look at who can surprise us. Sunderland is the Premier League surprise, and Arsenal is definitely a surprise for being first. Can we see an upset in the World Cup? I'm asking my South American friends, and they seem to be hot on Colombia. I don't know, man. We'll find out. Nico Bixas on the mic, Sports Overnight America. We'll be right back.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. Start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Welcome back, my friends. Nico Beef Sauce, First Touch. Sponsored by Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline USA. Let's do this segment and let's talk a little bit about the qualifiers. We talked about England. We talked about the Ronaldo red card, Portugal, any upsets. We don't see any of those. Mbappe reaching the 400th goal, which is absolutely amazing. Benzema and Thierry Henry, as I said earlier, are the only two Frenchman players that hold anything over 400 goals. And Mbappe is only 26. Isn't that insane? I mean, the guy's so talented, such a lethal scorer. He joins legends up there. He joins players like Benzema, which I mentioned already, Messi, Ronaldo, and Harry Kane. Although, I gotta say, it took Messi only 525 games to hit that, instead of 537 for Mbappe, only a few games before, but nonetheless, great accomplishment for anyone that remembers. We mentioned earlier of the season that Mbappe usually has an amazing season in the lead-up of a World Cup. Me and Tyler were sitting here breaking it down, and we were saying that Mbappe will get hot for a World Cup. Remaining on the topic, as of right now, Spain is the favorite, a plus 450 to win it all. England is sitting second, a plus 600. France at plus 650, Brazil at plus 750, Argentina plus 850, and Germany at plus 1100. At plus 1100, we also have Portugal. I feel, in terms of value for who's going to win the World Cup, France and Portugal are my two favorite picks. We don't have a top goal scorer yet in terms of props. I'm patiently waiting to see what they look like. I feel like goal scorer props are heavily dependent on what the groups will look like. Think about it like this. If a team like France or Germany or Portugal or whoever has a lethal scorer out front, England with Harry Kane, if the group stage gets announced and they have an easy group stage ahead of them, books will expect them to score a boatload of goals right there. Therefore, that would give whoever the guy is, like Mbappe, like Harry Kane, like Cristiano Ronaldo, the edge on who's going to be the top goal scorer. Because once the group stage ends and you go to knockout games, you don't expect easy ones. You'll be lucky to get an easy one there. So let's see what happens. I got to say, watching the game, I was watching Ukraine face France. 4-0 was the final score. Watching that team, the squad France has, is absolutely scary. France came in second the year Messi took Argentina by the hand and led them to the third World Cup. Can Mbappe do the same this time around? It feels right. I thought that they were going to have a better World Cup than they had on their last time around. He certainly has the perfect support cast to do so. Let me name you some of the players that are starting for France right now. We got Koundé, Saliba, Upamecano at the back line. We have Maignan at the goalpost, which is a great goalkeeper. He plays for FC Milan, Serie A goalkeeper. In the middle, we have guys like Kante, N'Golo Kante, Tchouameni, Camavinga, Champions League winners, World Cup winners already, those guys. Cherki, great number 10. He plays for City. Barcola, Olise on the wing, Etiquité, which is having an amazing season with Liverpool so far, if not the most influential Liverpool player at the moment in that squad, and Mbappe, of course. Doesn't this sound stacked? I mean, France doesn't lack any talent, and I feel like in Euro 2024, they lacked motivation. They weren't ready physically and mentally for that cup. Lamine Yamal shined. He took Spain by the hand and led them to a beautiful win at the final. France massively underperformed, and it showed. I think I'm very hard on them. I also don't think a South American team has a chance to win it. I don't think that any of the South American teams right now are showing bright lights. Now, one thing that I've learned in the World Cup games is that some teams will present a plan on the field that will work perfectly for them. A bright example of that is Argentina winning it in Saudi. I mean, that team was not the most star-stacked team in the tournament. I don't think, if you asked before the tournament started, I don't think many people would say, oh, Argentina is definitely the favorite. Were they in the conversation? Absolutely. They have Lionel Messi, one of the greatest to do it of all time. But this time around, they have Lautaro Martinez, they have Julian Alvarez, they have Leo Messi, but they don't have that type of team. Like I just read, all those players from France that are just like young, motivated, hungry, top class, at the top of their game. Argentina doesn't have that. On the other hand, you look at a team like Brazil. Vinny's not having a great season. If anything, I expect him to go there and have some drama, semantics on the field, arguing with Ancelotti, although he loves him. I don't think that Brazil has the class to play. But again, it's the World Cup. Teams will present some surprises. We're definitely going to see a surprise team. We saw Morocco, I believe, in the last World Cup. That was kind of like the surprise over there, with Hakimi having an amazing one. And I can't get out of the conversation Germany. Now, I feel like the biggest deciding factor with Germany has got to be Jamal Musiala. Jamal Musiala, for whoever doesn't know, is still out with an injury. The Club World Cup got him. I feel like the most negative part of the Club World Cup was that Jamal Musiala injury, because other than that, the whole thing was a success, and I really hope it happens again. He's still out with an injury, and he's still, in my opinion, Florian Wirtz, he's definitely going to produce for Germany. I know he's not producing much for Liverpool as of right now, but I definitely think that he's going to wrap up to be good for the World Cup, and Jamal Musiala returning for Germany is absolutely crucial. Spain is the favorite, rightfully so. I mean, when you look at that team, when you look at Pedri, when you look at Yamal, when you look at all those guys, you got to think to yourself, they got to be one of the favorites to win it. They just won the Euro. They lost the Nations League final to Portugal, which is not crazy. It's a final. You can lose it. They didn't lose to a bad team. Portugal is a great team. And then this World Cup, being the last one for Portugal, has a lot of meaning for me. Now, the question is this. Obviously, Cristiano Ronaldo is not a 30-year-old player anymore. He carries some weight. He carries some age. But he's still an amazing player in my eyes. And rightfully so, he's going to be starting for Portugal in this World Cup. The question for me here is, can the Portuguese national team coach find a way to utilize the entire team to produce at a level where they can cover for Ronaldo's lack of high press? Obviously, Ronaldo is not going to be in a condition to high press the whole game, and play for him just like the Argentinian players play for Messi. I mean, Messi scored some very important goals in the World Cup that he won. A lot of them were penalties, but who cares? But I feel like the entire Argentinian team stepped up for him. Can Portugal do something similar for Ronaldo? And as I said in the intro of the show, if Ronaldo was to win a World Cup, I mean, that would be a movie. Just like it was a movie for Messi to win it and bring it back to Argentina, Ronaldo winning the World Cup, I feel like he's going to just retire on the spot. I feel like he's going to lift up the trophy, get the mic, take the mic in his lips, take his shoes off and say, I'm done, and just walk off the field. My Portuguese friends would love to see it. I have a lot of them, luckily. I feel like it's monumental that this is the last one for Ronaldo and Messi. I expect it to be very exciting. I was hearing earlier today that this World Cup will be the most streamed sports event of all time. It's expected to be TV for the first time ever, and I feel like that's pretty cool because we're obviously in the streaming era, but TV still plays a major role when it comes to sports. This time around, streaming wins, and it's going to be exciting to watch. Gillette Stadium has 7 games. One of them is a quarterfinal. March 28th, Brazil is facing France on a send-off game at Gillette Stadium. I expect it to be, if not sold out, pretty close to that because Brazil and France are both huge names. I expect the starters to play. There's not going to be a tough game. I don't expect them to go full force because the World Cup is going to be just a couple months after that. So I don't think they're going to risk injuries and all that. But I feel like overall, this season, Mbappe reaching his 400th goal, Ronaldo getting this red, Vini being snubbed a couple years back for the Ballon d'Or. A few months it feels like. But anyway, with a newborn, you lose track of time. I feel like all those events together and the fact that, you know, Messi won it last time and he can go back-to-back, all those things make it to be one of the most interesting World Cups of all time. And I'm just so excited to watch it because First Touch was created for the World Cup. We literally created this show to be part of the World Cup and cover it for you guys. So Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America, we hope to be there. We hope to cover it for the people. Gillette Stadium has enough games where we can go there, meet fans, talk to them, and cover the games that will happen there, and hopefully they're huge. This is, I believe, the second-to-last qualifiers break that we get in Europe. After that, there's one more, and then after that, there's got to be the playoff round, which is for second-place teams. And then we have the group stage, and I'm so excited to watch the group stage because when the group stage comes, we're going to eventually get the schedule. My team, Greece, is not going to make it. I'm greatly disappointed by that, but I do have high hopes for Greece because there's a lot of guys that are young and they're full of hope, and they seem to show that they have enough class for Greece to do something huge. The last time Greece did something monumental was Greece winning the Euro 2004, which seems like an eternity ago, but also seems like yesterday because it was really, really big for my country. Portugal is facing Armenia next. I don't think that's going to be an issue. Albania versus England might be an interesting one because Albania, although they don't have the high-class players, they seem to be a decent team. They did make it to the last one, to the last Euro for the first time ever. So they are very close to getting into this World Cup as well. I don't know if they're going to, but they're probably going to get second place and go to the playoff round, but we'll see what happens. Exciting stuff coming. And the world of soccer keeps us engaged with a lot of action. We got Club World Cup happening last summer, Champions League and Premier League. They seem to be going amazing so far with amazing games. So excited to be here, my friends. Every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern, we'll break it all down. Nico Beefs is on the mic. We'll go for one more commercial break, and then we'll come back for the two-minute drill. Stay tuned. We'll predict, hopefully, I'll give you the prediction that I have as of right now for the World Cup. How about that? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
Nico Beefs is back. 2-minute drill. I was reading yesterday that Barcelona's plan, Lewandowski obviously reaching an age that he cannot compete at the highest level anymore, still earning $15 million a year, which is absolutely insane. Barcelona's plan is to sign Harry Kane from Bayern Munich. Can Barcelona convince Harry Kane to leave Bayern Munich, and sign for the Blaugrana? They do have a new stadium. They're planning to build a statue outside of it for Messi. Rightfully so, Laporta announced this the other day. If I told somebody 5 or 6 years ago or 10 years ago that the striker that Barcelona will be going for, a team that barely had a number nine in their biggest success years, since Eto and Ibrahimovic, I would say they haven't had a number nine, which is a long time ago. They would be going for Harry Kane. I would be like, are you insane? Are you crazy? But here we are. Barcelona with Hansi Flick, a German coach, is looking at an English Premier League legend, Harry Kane, that's doing amazing at Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich looks absolutely untouchable. Luis Diaz and Olise over there are doing miracles for them. So let's see if that's going to happen. I told you I was going to give you my prediction. As of right now, I don't think it's going to change. You guys heard me talk really highly about Mbappe in France and all the players that they have stacked. They are the team that has my eyeballs this time around. I will parlay it with Mbappe being the top goal scorer of the tournament because I feel like he's going to have a crazy one. I feel like he's going to try to bump that 400 goals to 450. By the time the season ends, he's definitely going to have a lot more goals than he has right now. So let's see what happens. It was Nico Beefsas on the mic. Thank you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America making it happen for us. We have a lot of exciting things happen for you. Stay tuned for them. Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern. We'll be right back. We're going to have Match Week 12 coming our way. We're going to preview some Champions League that's also coming back after the international break. So a lot of exciting stuff happening. Thank you for tuning in. Nico Beefs is on the mic. I'll see you next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern. Have a good night, my friends.